WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Says so right on the hat. We are out in, I would say it's sunshine, but I'd be lying to you. It's a little overcast in Ocean City right now. We're down on the inlet of the pier. We're at Jolly Roger. We're at the fun park at the pier, which is near the inlet at the end of the boardwalk. You know where the big giant wheel is, not a Ferris wheel. I was corrected about that. And now I'm about to get corrected about one of my favorite things. And at some point, I'm going to bring Steve back in here at the end. Okay. We're going to talk about potatoes and going to Idaho. But I need to learn about, I love potatoes. I love French fries. My wife would tell you that I've picked crab cake places on this tour based on whether I would eat their French fries or not, because I don't want those skinny little, you know, the pixie sticks. I want proper fries.
Exactly.
And when people in Baltimore, because this was Baltimore's beach in Ocean City, we talk about proper fries, many would hold Thrasher's up as the gold standard of French fries. And I've been eating them my whole life. We'll get into the ketchup thing, because I know you don't want me to talk about that, but we're going to have to talk about it. Your line up, there's no more successful place, obviously, here than coming to Thrasher's. And when you come to Thrasher's, the one thing you know, fries are going to be hot, you're going to get a big bucket, you're going to get vinegar, but you have to wait in line a little bit, man.
That's right. That's right. Got a waiting line. Sometimes over 100 people. We have three locations, and there'll be lines at all three locations here in Ocean City on the boardwalk.
Well, you're a fun guy to meet, because I don't meet a lot of Lesses to go with Nesses.
That's
Les
right.
Morris, and I'm not making this up. His card right here, he is the Lord of the Fries. I don't know what your real title is. They asked me that at my place, and they call me all sorts of names. You know, Thrasher's and fries and being a part of this, I never thought about what kind of a potato it is, right? Is it peanut oil? Is that part of the secret?
Peanut oil and Idaho potatoes.
I smell it.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got them. Oh, boy. All right.
You said you could smell it. You think it was me,
all right,
Master?
Now, listen. I thought you just fired up. I thought it was lunch. Oh, here we go. All right. See, I knew we were in trouble already. So
I'll let you do the honors with the vinegar.
One thing about a French fry, and I'll say this. They're best when they're hot.
Yes.
I mean, they're best enjoyed. Are these?
Oh, yes.
Sometimes they burn my tongue, but this
is. Oh, they're ready
to go. All right. So now, here's the deal. If I
shake it. There are holes in the lid. Shake it on. Yep.
You just this isn't regular vinegar. It's apple cider vinegar.
It's apple cider vinegar.
I never knew that.
Some people think we use malt. We do not. We use apple cider.
No wonder they don't taste the same at home. I'm using the wrong vinegar. Like, I didn't even know.
That's true.
All right. So as I... Oh, you already got the top off. Okay, I thought
it.
I was...
Just shake it on.
Okay, hold on.
We don't want to get it on your equipment here, I'll hold it down.
Yeah, okay. So as I eat this, why vinegar and when did this happen?
The original Thrasher's, which started back in 1929, that was his niche, I guess you would say, was to have salt and vinegar on the French fries, no ketchup. I'm not going to say
that
word anymore.
Did he hate ketchup? Not to my knowledge.
Because
I don't like mustard. I mean, I'll be honest with you. People say I eat a hot dog like a little boy because I put ketchup and relish on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't really like yellow mustard. I've never had a taste for it, but I love me some ketchup.
Well, I'm just the opposite. We don't have ketchup in my house.
So you really have.
We don't have ketchup.
I know people are that way about cheese and different stuff.
Yeah.
I don't. What do you hate about ketchup? You don't like, do you eat tomatoes?
Yeah, a little. Nothing great. Not a.
God, the heirloom tomatoes coming from the shore right now. It's the best time of year. Mm-hmm.
But the original Thrasher's, it's kind of like the English theme, like fish and chips. You know, they call fries chips.
Of course.
And that's where the vinegar...
Did you ever think of serving fish or no?
Oh, no. No. Thrasher's were French fries. You got a long line for fries. If we had fish, the line would be to Baltimore.
Were you born here?
Yes.
Give me...
On the Eastern Shore.
You have, like, such a great Eastern Shore... Because it's kind of a southern accent.
I don't hear that.
No, it's kind of southern, but it's not. It's not, because my mother's southern. Mm-hmm. It's not southern. It's Eastern Shore.
Yeah,
it's
true.
So you were born into this.
Yes.
Give me your first memory of eating a Thrasher's French fry.
We used to come to Ocean City with my family, and I have four brothers and a sister. We weren't allowed out of the car. You had to sit in the car. My mom would go get French fries.
Where were you born and raised?
Pizza, right outside of Ocean
Berlin?
City. No, more Riddle Farm, the development. That used to be a horse track, and my father was a jockey, so that's where we were born. Yeah.
Oh, so the horsing brought your family here.
Yep.
So you came as you ate them as a child.
Yes.
Now give me how you got involved in it.
the local town that I was living in, it's about 15 miles outside Ocean City. All my friends came here, just like now. Steve mentioned to you about local kids worked in the... We didn't have J1 students back then, of course.
Yeah. So you had kids from Baltimore that came down here and took a job, like my kid did.
My brothers worked here, and so did I, and then our friends. So the whole workforce was all high school kids and such. And
so you took a high school job dropping
here,
fries.
I came here at 16.
What year was that?
1977.
Charlie James, I was here in 1977. I promise
you.
Yeah,
we were talking about it. We're both here in 77, and just ever since, turned into a summer job for the first 3 years, and then once out of high school, I came and started working full time.
The more you talk, the more French fries I get to eat.
Yeah, that's great. I eat them every day.
Do you really?
Yes, I seriously.
Now, what kind of potato is this?
That's an Idaho potato, russet. Russet Burbank, it's preferred.
Always been that for you?
Yes. Well, sometimes you can. You might have to go to Washington State,
but it's got to be russet.
It's got to be. You want a nice russet potato. That's preferred. But we
cut these every morning, all day long.
All fresh potatoes every day. We have special machines that we built. I mean, there's no place you can go buy the machines that we actually use. And the bins, we built stainless steel bins to soak our potatoes in. And as you can tell, I mean, you're enjoying them, aren't you, Nestor?
Yes, I love your French fries.
I'm dying to reach in there and get one, but I'm not going to do that. Cause
I share.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
No, I'm sure, you know, it's all good, man. They're hot. Yeah. I can't eat them all.
Oh, I could eat.
I can't eat all this.
No.
Told you not to bring me the big one. You knew you always were going to bring me the big one.
We do have a bigger one.
I know you have a bigger one. That's what I was afraid of.
That's small.
That's why I told you. There you go. See?
You go.
All right. So, you know, we're all digging in here.
We'll share, yes.
It's fine. For locations, I was staying. My dear friend Kim had a place up on like 12th or 13th last couple of years. So from 16, 17, 18, 19, we would walk this direction. And I was kind of shocked to see other ones pop up, right?
Yes.
Like, so I don't even know where all of your locations are, but I usually see a line. Mm-hmm. And I realize, oh, I don't have to walk all the way down, you know, to get them. How many locations now for Thrashers do I come down here?
We have three in Ocean City. 8th Street, which some people that I know, they're still shocked. I'll tell them we have a store at 8th Street, and they'll say, oh, you do? I didn't know that. And I'm like, well, we've been there.
I didn't know that either until I saw it.
We've been there 37 years, I think, now. Our 2nd Street location, Nestor, has been there for like 18 years. And, of course, this
Why do I always walk all the way down here? Because I need to exercise?
Well, this is the original location. You know, I have people tell me that they want to come to the original location to get their fries. It's the same oil, the same equipment. But a lot
you
of
have
people,
no idea how many times I stood about 15 feet behind where Steve is there and watched the Jersey dude here.
Oh, yeah, I love that guy.
When I taste your fries, I almost hear his voice because it was part of – I never took the fries the other – well, maybe in the late 80s when – you know.
We used to sit outside Nestor and try to guess how much money he's making. I would watch the people giving him money, and I said, hold on, I'm counting. I want to see how much money he's making in an hour. But, yeah, he drew the crowd. His name, Wayne Mueller. Yeah, he was great.
He was the Mick Jagger of this joint.
No doubt about it. I don't know how Steve remembered that whole little jingle, but I remember he used to say, this money goes to charity. That's my wife, Charity.
If you want another French fry, you're going to have to do it again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I bet he can't do it again.
Steve, come back in here, because you guys went to Idaho, and apparently, I just want to hear the story, because I've been to Idaho a couple times, and I think it's hilarious that in the potato, have a seat there. We'll get you in a shot. Yeah, we'll make room. We're all friends here. Two of you work for the same company, Jolly Roger and Thrasher, so we're learning things today in Ocean City. And you get on a plane and you fly to Idaho looking for
a potato field.
New potatoes or like
well, their crop is harvested late September, early October. So you want to be out there the last 2 weeks of September or the first 2 weeks of October really to catch them harvesting the potatoes.
And that's about when we went, right?
Yeah.
It was like September.
Yeah. Late
so
September.
What do you learn about going to Idaho looking for potatoes? When I landed, we went to a supermarket, and they had these special hatch peppers from New Mexico, and they were roasting them. I like traveling the world and eating stuff I can't eat anywhere else, so that's what I do. It's one of my little games. It's part of the crab cake tours doing this, right? Trying every... You're like, 30 crab cakes, you're going to get sick of them. Like, everyone's going to be different. In the same way, when I go into Wise Markets now, they got 12 different kinds of potatoes, and I'm like, well, which one's going to make the good French fries? Which one's the ones I want for mashed potatoes? Which are the ones I want for hash brown? You know,
cause but that's exactly why we went to Idaho. And we went to Idaho to meet with the farmers there. We went to meet with the processors there, the truckers there, all the produce companies. They all have offices there because all the potatoes come out of the ground in Idaho.
How many potatoes you guys buy a year?
Oh, my gosh. We just start bringing them by the load, Nestor?
You don't even know.
It's almost 1 million pounds.
Yeah. We just keep bringing them every week, well, tractor trailer.
Tractor trailer load.
Is this a 16-ouncer?
That's 32.
2 pounds of French fries he gave me. My wife's worried about me on this tour.
You ask less. How many boxes?
It is a vegetable. So I'm mixing that in.
A truck back in here at least once a week. 850-pound boxes. That's over 40,000 pounds.
A week.
Of potatoes a week. And that's just for me, Nestor, here at the inlet. That doesn't Second Nature. They get their own shipments in.
And they don't spoil.
No. This is something that's going to blow your mind, Nestor, but the fries that you're eating right now,
for breakfast,
they were dug last year at the end of September. The crop of potatoes last
year. That potato was in the ground. It came out of the ground almost a year ago.
Why does it taste so good?
The people in Idaho know how to store these potatoes, so they last a year. I'll still use old potatoes for another month before we start using.
Oh, it's a whole another world, Ness.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. What is it? What is a shed? Is something and a.
They call it a cellar. It's a shed. It's probably bigger than that pier building we're looking at right there, and it's full of potatoes. We went right in the field, Nestor. We got down in the dirt.
Right in there, the dirt and the potatoes coming out of the ground, and then we followed it through, and they put it on a truck, and they took it over there, and then they got.
What drove you there? Like, was it fat? Just you wanted to see it? Fact finding. Okay.
And seeing what we.
So you
were going
to tell a story. Okay.
But who we're going to buy our potatoes from?
Okay.
Where are they coming from? Who's driving them? Are we getting the best price? Where are they coming from? Are they the best potato for being a French fry? I mean, we got this little thing right now. We have stickers. It's a VIP sticker for Thrashers. You know what that means? Very important potato. Because we put a lot of time and effort into the potatoes we use.
I would be fascinated to come over here with 10 different kinds of potatoes, have you run them through just like this, fry them just like this, and literally taste test it.
Well,
how different they would taste.
The big thing is, I'm probably going to eat them and say, man, that's a French fry. That's a good French fry. He's going to know where it came from, probably when it came out of the ground. He's been around potatoes for 40 years. We don't call him Lord of the Fries.
And you taste that difference when it's fried or when it's raw? Or if I put mashed potatoes in front of you, could taste it and say that's a specific potato?
Well, more like, Nestor, people, I've bought potatoes before from people, and they
bring them. You see me keep putting this on,
right?
Yeah,
right. You love the vinegar. That's good.
I'm going to tell you, I brought ketchup down here before. I have. I've snuck it out. You don't want to hear that. Go ahead.
Okay.
They throw you out of line for that. You know that, right?
You can't ask for... I tell you what's funny. People are in line, and they'll say, where's the ketchup?
I know.
The other people in line take over and go, what? You don't put ketchup on Thrasher's French fries, and I just point to them and... So, you
group
know.
Shaming.
That's right. That's exactly
that's
what
why there's chewing and shit right now.
Yeah, but we are...
I'll say this. I say this off the air. I'm going to say one more thing about ketchup. You're right. I'm wrong. There's a line down the boardwalk. So there's a line down the boardwalk. You're not...
There's a reason.
You're doing it right.
That proves the point, right?
Rich lucky I don't bring mayonnaise.
Plus it's...
How's European, you know what I mean?
Apple cider.
That grosses me out. Over in Amsterdam, little bags.
Not on French fries.
No.
Not at all.
It's like mustard on French fries. Who would do that?
I know. So we get an occasional person who asks for mayonnaise or do you have gravy?
I really didn't know it was apple cider vinegar. Yeah. It's always been that?
Always.
And people do think it's malt. Because you know what? In other places, I've seen malt vinegar out on the condiment, and they think they're doing it like you're doing it, but they're not.
No. Let me show you something. Look, what's the brand?
Heinz. They're from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I know, but people think Heinz. What it's...
Heinz ketchup.
They see these cases of Heinz.
They know you know the Heinz people.
They know
you know how to order ketchup.
We're not against Heinz. We're for Heinz in her apple cider vinegar.
It's just not what you do.
Huh?
It's just not what you do. You
That's
don't
right.
serve ketchup.
Yeah, you just don't do it.
They serve French fries.
I want to go back to potatoes here because your potato science. The Lord of the Fries. Is there anything that would change a recipe? Would you ever offer different kinds of potatoes? Because do they taste dramatically different? Because I think they might.
Yeah, for us, no, because it's hard for us to get the people that come to eat our French fries. So the demand is so great. We don't want to, stray from our recipe.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's been the same for almost 100 years?
Oh, yes. I guess it's 90-some years now.
1929.
Yeah.
Man, in the middle of Depression, he came, huh?
Yeah. That's right. That's
why people weren't depressed anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I went to Idaho a couple times, but I went skiing like 25 years ago. But I went back with my wife a couple years ago, and we went to Yellowstone Park. And I know you guys went to the Jackson Hole, like the whole area. It's, I mean, you're from a beach community. It's
Oh my gosh,
everyone should see. And I did 30 ballparks in 30 days to inspire this whole thing. And most of my travels have been around sports or music, right? Mm-hmm. So I've traveled to see the Rolling Stones in Argentina or whatever. But that's my destination. Like Crab Cake's the reason I'm doing this, but it's not really what I'm doing. But in doing all this traveling and moving around and stuff, Idaho was one of those places like, heck, what I go there for? And what I want potatoes? I want spuds or whatever? And we went there and we drove east out of Boise. If you go back, there's a place called Craters of the Moon. Google it. Wildest place I've ever been. And there's a video of me on Facebook. You can go see it.
Right.
We were driving through. You guys have seen Napoleon Dynamite, right?
Yep,
the movie.
Yep, yep.
So that was all filmed there. It's that vast nothingness. Well, literally.
Look, we flew into Salt Lake City, and we drove to, where did we drive to?
Idaho Falls.
I've been there.
There's not a lot between Salt Lake City and Idaho Falls.
There's a road. And animals.
And the speed limit's like 90 miles an hour. We were going through a construction zone. It was 65. Nothing.
Well, it's funny you say that because the police were involved in this. So my wife and I are driving totally alone on the road in Idaho, and we kept getting out. And you'll know this, Heather, because you've taken a couple stupid selfies with me. We called them dork pictures before they were selfies, where we would hold the camera out.
Right.
So we're in Idaho, and there's nobody around, and we pulled over to take a picture in front of whatever the sign said, you know, Jackson Hole, 100 miles, because we just were putting pictures up on Facebook. So we're doing that, and a cop pulls up.
He's like,
there's no one. I mean, there's literally, it's acetique after him. It's no one anywhere. And it's us and a cop. And a cop pulls up and he says, you guys all right? And we're like, yeah, man, we're just out taking selfies or whatever. He's like, oh, I was just worried. I pulled over, you know, out here. If, you know, if something's
middle
wrong,
of nowhere.
I want to help you out. I said, it's nice. He said, now, you're going this way, right? He said, not trying. Now, listen, about 6 miles up here, you're going to see something you've never seen in your life. And I don't really want to tell you what it is, but you're going to want to pull over, so just make sure you keep going. I'm like, all right, well, I have to Google that. I mean, what are there dinosaurs?
Right.
You know, what's going on here? And I Googled it. I said to Jenna, it's a thing called Craters of the Moon. She's driving 85 miles an hour because she likes that. Good candidate for up on 28th Street.
There you go.
And we get there. We turn the corner. Craters of the Moon. What do you think it looks like? It looks like you're on the moon, and there's craters. You turn the corner, and the whole world... It's probably like when you see the beach the first time, you're like, oh my God, what is, I've never seen anything like that. Because it's forever. And we videotaped it, and it literally looks like we're walking on the moon.
Wow.
And I've never heard of it. No one's ever told me to go there. So that's why I'm telling you guys,
Craters
if you're
of the moon.
Running
Craters
around Idaho looking for Thrasher's French fries, next great original miracle, you want to go to Craters of the Moon.
How did we miss it?
I have no idea.
Well, we were driving
out
of Sun
Valley. Because we were going 95 miles an hour.
No, you would have noticed it. You would have totally noticed it. All right, Les Morris is the Lord of the Fries. Steve Pastizak sort of runs things, amusement here at the Jolly Roger facilities. Get some French fries. Come down, some sunshine. What do you love about Ocean City? Why should people come here?
Sun, blue skies, the beach, and fun.
What do you love about other French fries?
All the entertainment, the French fries. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and it's just... fun to be here and see people having fun, for me.
I would say, and I thought this about you when we started an hour ago, BSing, how many times we laughed here at your dude. And seeing kids, and everybody's having fun here. And it's quiet right now. It's a little bit like, you know, Disney World after dark.
My big thing is, I'm not a desk guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
You'll find me somewhere, anywhere. I might be back there with Lord of the Fries doing French fries one day. I may go over the go-karts tonight and hang out on the track. Just something to do for everybody. But it's the same for all the guests in Ocean City. We've got something for everyone to do, and we can fill your days with a lot of fun.
Well, this is better than last summer, man. Some normalcy, 6 feet away.
Better.
Thanks for the French fries.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I promise I'll never bring ketchup. I'll always... You've seen me do it. I mean,
You're in.
I'm not anti-vinegar at all. It's
now, you got to finish that whole thing off, though, right? You know that. You can't let them go to waste.
Heather! You're my assistant. Assist me. Help me out. Heather's been here helping out. Everybody's been so great. Lachelle's been great. We're down in Ocean City, and we're telling Ocean City stories. And I've got a sports story from the 70s of softball prowess. I was a bat boy. You know, I didn't do much, but I was a bat boy for the Bonfire softball team back in the 70s.
Oh, wow. We used to play 6 o'clock in the morning, Thrashers. We used to play Bull on the Beach, Lombardi's.
Am I right in saying it was 8th or 9th? By the water tower, right? The
4th Street.
4th Street. Street. By Street. The water tower, because yep. That's where the softball diamond was.
Yep. We would play at 6 in the morning for a keg of beer. And Thrashers used to win.
Late 70s, is that right?
More early 80s.
Okay, so my uncle ran the Bonfire in the summers of 75, 6, 7, and 8. And I can tell you by the music that was played in there. I was the only little boy in there dancing to the Rock Island Express. Right? And they were playing More. Andrew True Connection, Captain and Tennille. I'm a Captain and Tennille. Love Will Keep Us Together. Woo, man. I mean, Earth, Wind, and Fire was rolling back then. So, and we would... On these mornings after, there were these highly competitive softball games.
Oh, my gosh, oh. Yes.
Highly competitive softball games in the 70s. So I learned about that.
We used to have some good games.
Did you bring ringers in from over in Berlin, or what'd you do?
We kind of stayed the south end here.
Dude, that make him laugh.
Yeah. The south end people, we all played each other. Like I said, Bull on the Beach and Lombardi's. Alaska Stan used to have a team.
What about Dumpsters? Did they pitch in?
They weren't. Dumpsters, they just had the one place back then. So, yeah. We played the bars. You know, the Cart Bar and the Bearded Clam kind of chipped in with the pier.
Coldest beer in the city.
We played these guys one time. It wasn't Jolly Roger,
You played the pier rats.
We played the carnival. Carnival people, and they had all the bartenders.
You know where this story's going, right?
We won.
Cheating.
Yeah, it's going to Thrashers 1. That's where the story's headed.
We showed up with 12 guys to play ball. They showed up with 100 people.
And we had a lot of fans.
And most of them were still
So I just bring up how competitive it is. 6 minutes later, you find out that these are sportsmen down
here
in
Ocean
City.
Here's the thing. As soon as this story started, I was sitting here. I could have told you what he was going to say. Yeah. I it's not the first time I've heard this story.
Why Lord of the Fries? Like, when did he get that? Did you give him that nickname?
I blame it on him. I don't know where it came from, but he started.
Because he is Lord of the Fries. He's the French fry guy. Yeah. Wherever he goes... In Ocean City, in his family, anywhere outside Ocean City, wherever he's
ketchup. Except me.
Yeah, they all know he's the Thrashers guy. If he goes to a Ravens game with his family, everybody that talks to him, they're like, oh, you're the guy from Thrashers.
Now, you're a Baltimore sports fan.
Yes. Listen to this now. I went to Camden Yards. Boog Powell's. Boog had a stand next to us for 18 years. And I walked by with my friend, and Boog hollers, hey, Les, come over and get a beef sandwich. Oh, God, I was on top of the world.
Onions.
Oh, I didn't care about the beef sandwich. No. I just wanted Boog to...
He just wanted Boog saying, hey. Boog just said, hey, to Lord of the Fries.
That's right.
You know, he was
great.
He was
Boog.
A star at Camden Yards.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So now, wherever he goes.
Now you got a nickname.
That's right.
It's his fault.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the guy who's walking around with him. Everybody
Do you know
knows
what it's
him.
Like to go through life with a name like Ness or Les?
That's true. I'm Lester.
Lester.
Never spelled the name right.
I would always say Ness rhymes with Wes. Because if I said my name was Wes, they'd be like, oh, Wesley. Or, you know, they would just know. But, you're Lester, though, right?
No, Leslie.
Leslie. Yeah. All right, I'm a Nestor. O-R, but they spell it. Everybody spells it
E-R. I'm sure, yeah. That's what I would have thought. E-R.
Are you I-E or E-Y?
I-E.
Okay.
I-E, yeah.
Well, Leslie Nielsen, right?
There you go.
Okay.
I'm thinking about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's not that. There's more Lesses than there are Nesses.
That's right. I mean, most of Lesses I meet are Lester. You know, I'll
Well,
ask
right.
Them.
That's why they probably get you wrong like I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve is here, and Les is here. Les Morris, the Lord of the Fries, and Steve Pastizak, Vice President of all things Jolly Roger. Thanks for having me. I'd shake your hand, but I'm
you.
Like...
Hey,
I'm all vinegared up.
We're
elbow bumped.
We're used to it.
There we go. I got equipment here. I got oils.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got things happening. Peanut oil.
Napkins.
Yeah. Oh, I need some napkins.
Yeah,
sure.
Some napkins. Well,
we'll get you some napkins.
Yeah.
I've wiped it all over the place.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, we're down here at the beach. We're going to be at Wise Markets later on in the week, thanking them out on the Eastern Shore. And we're all. See, if I had my Wise Markets mug, where are my drinks? I thought I had a drink person. Oh, here it is.
A drink person.
There we go. I have an executive assistant.
Yeah.
So, Wise Markets has brought us down here, as well as Coons Ford of Security Boulevard. And Dennis is here, and I'm spitting out Idaho russet potatoes. Another russet now. That's good. I'm Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.